We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the media giant effect. And I'm excited to welcome business strategist, podcaster, and are you an author as well?
Jean, I am.
What is the book? And you never promote it. Just tell us really quickly, what's your book?
I have two books. One of them is called F-Ups, Franchisee Screw-Ups. And something about what you don't know can cost you thousands, right? In the franchise world, because I was a franchisee. And the other book is called How to Think Like a Millionaire in 30 Days, Why Changing Your Thoughts Daily is Essential to the Success You Desire.
Wow. And we were talking off air and she's a resource. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, I talked to a TikTok influencer last week. What I do is I represent and talk to amazing people and amazing businesses that tell amazing stories. And that's what I do. And I don't want to spend my time with people that are not amazing. Most people are amazing, but if you have a specific ego, like I interviewed somebody today, that's not really fun. So let's talk about specifically enough speaking to the stage, to your ideal audience. First of all, to kind of go back to last week and where we're going is we talked specifically about talking to our audience. We only need to talk to our ideal customers. Don't waste our time speaking to other people. Only our ideal customers are clients.
I'm sorry, Neil.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, don't waste your time or your money trying to find all of the people. You'll save time and money when you just speak to your ideal client.
So by doing that, okay, now there's a formula to this. You can't, and you're going to learn at your virtual event or live event, but you're going to give us a little bit of a taste of this. When someone starts to speak on stage to their ideal customer or client, what should they do?
Well, first they want to, I'm going to just tell you what I do. Is that cool?
Perfect.
Because this is what I believe you should do. So the first thing I do is I want to make sure somebody has a really clear message, right? So I teach them how to speak to their ideal clients, because it's not what they say, it's what their ideal clients hear. And it's not how they want their message to show up at all, right? But I teach them that they have to speak in terms of problems and solutions, not all fluffy, wuffy sort of talk.
Wow. Okay. So what's fluffy, fluffy? We talk, and let's not go to the negative. Let's go to the positive. You're okay. Speaking to your clients. So what do we want to figure out about them in the talk? Because you want to provide value, but yet you don't want to just be, you want to really engage them to take action. So you get leads.
Well, you have to identify the problems first, because then you're the solution. So once you can, and here's the thing, Neil, if they don't hear the negative, they don't know what you're saying, because the negative is what says, oh, Neil's my ideal client. He understands the problem I have. He's talking the way I can hear this. So if you're, let's just say your problem was no sleep, you couldn't sleep. And I come in and I'm talking about dreaming and getting 8 hours and what you need to do in order to do that, you would not hear me at all. You would not hear me at all. But if I came in and said, are you laying awake at night worrying about how to pay your bills? Are you struggling to fall asleep at night because you just had to call somebody and borrow from Peter to pay Paul? You would hear that. I'm not saying you, but right, you would hear that. Because that's what you're saying.
Well, that's one of my health things. I'm good as if you ask me to go to sleep, I'll fall asleep anywhere. And I'll sleep the whole time. I don't sleep restlessly. Okay.
Right. Yeah. But I'm just saying, right? I don't help anybody with their sleep problems. But the point is if your ideal client hears the problem that they have, perfect story. I needed a knee replacement. And we had a chiropractor who was in my BNI networking group. And every day he would come in and he would say, oh, today I helped a woman with shoulder pain, or I helped a man with hip pain. But the moment he came in and he said, today I helped a woman who waddled into my office with excruciating knee pain, I was like, oh, tell me more, right? How did you help her? That's a problem I have. It's a painful problem and I need that solved. How did you help her? I'm not saying that out loud, but I'm listening for those clues, because now he's identified that he's the solution to possibly my problem and I want to know more. And that's what we want, is them to identify us as somebody they want more from when we're speaking to start with in our messaging.
See, that's huge. And this is the thing that we have to watch out for, is to talk about the pain point when we're on social media. the reason. So that's another challenge that we're under, because we only have 7 seconds. We only have 15 seconds. So that's a tip for another time. But you're right. When you're speaking to a live audience, you got to figure out their pain points. And how that works perfectly, how do you kind of lay a talk like that out? You figure out a specific problem. And
that's just a piece. That's just a piece of the talk, right? Is when I'm teaching and I'm helping entrepreneurs, it's just a piece of the product, is the messaging. So if I were putting a one-day event together and I'm speaking, I'm going to teach them. That's where I'm going to start, because their ideal clients have to know how they can help them. Then I'm going to take them into, like I'm teaching a speaking course next week, speaker training for business owners. Then I'm taking them into story development. Let's develop your stories so that you're not boring when you get on stage, because people don't want to be droned at with fact after statistic after statistic. Yeah. They want to hear stories.
They want to hear stories of how you've helped your clients, how you helped your customers, right?
They want to hear stories about how the success that my customers had. I don't have to be the person who did it. They want to hear the success, but I am the person who did it, right?
You're being humble. You got to make sure you tell them. So there's a formula, a certain formula for Facebook ads, okay? And email marketing copy. And if you don't hit those certain situations, that's what you're teaching, specifically in speaking on the stage. Everything in marketing has not changed from the dinosaurs to today. That's the thing. There's no secret blueprint, right? In speaking to an audience, it's basically, you just really have to figure out their pain points and tell stories.
And then you have to be able to have a great call to action. So when you're speaking, you need a call to action. You can't just leave them hanging there, because at the end of the day, if you don't ask, no money changes hands.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. No money changes hands, you don't ask. How many people have you talked to that don't ask?
Oh, listen, that used to be my story. I would bring people in. I would give them 4 hours of great content. And on the way out the door, I would say, "Hi, Neil." And I would hug you. And it said, "It was so nice to meet you. Bye-bye." And never ask. I know, right? Bad business model. I'm so glad I've learned what I've learned.
Are people so afraid to ask, even in emails, ask the input? They beat about in the bush and don't want to ask.
Well, because it's fear. It's fear. It's fear of rejection. It's fear of somebody won't like you. And you know what's really great about being in your 60s, Neil?
What is it?
You don't care anymore. You don't give a shit anymore if people like you or not, right? You are who you are. I always waited to be that age where I could just say what I wanted to say, the truth, and I don't care whether or not you like me. And that changes everything. And I can be who I am.
Right. I remember when I first met you and before we got to know each other, I saw that and like, okay, we're going to do this, but we're going to talk this time. I'm like, okay, wow. And then once we got to know each other, but you're right. You're just like, you're matter of fact, that's it. It's just Chicagoan. That's Chicago, right?
No, I don't say yous and those guys.
That's true. But you have to talk to them like that, right?
I talk to everybody that way because it's kind. Right. I'm really kind when I talk to people, but I tell the truth because it doesn't serve me or them if I lie to them, so they will like me.
All right. The event, unbelievably enough, is just 1 week away. Where can people find information?
They can find information at jeanekoon.com.
All right.
Just scroll down. You'll see it. Influence.
We appreciate it, Jean. It was a great conversation. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.